Thank you and good morning. Local law enforcement agencies kick off their holiday traffic safety enforcement programs this weekend. Tonight, the Eureka Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within city limits. Police Chief Andy Mills said in a statement that it's a fair warning to drivers. You'll see an increase in traffic stops, and there is zero tolerance for those driving under the influence. Seven local and state agencies have teamed up for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, and checkpoints and DUI saturation patrols will be used to enforce traffic safety. If you do find yourself at a party and have had too much to drink, you can call Humboldt Towing from December 15th through January 1st. They will provide not only a ride home, but they will tow your car as well, free of charge, no questions asked. The only foolproof way to avoid a DUI arrest is to not get behind the wheel after drinking. Use a designated driver, call a taxi, or call Humboldt Towing. Local crab fishermen headed out to sea on Thursday to drop their pots after an agreement over the price for a pound of crab was reached. The commercial season opened on December 1st, but haggling over the price of crab kept the boats in harbor. Fishermen will get $2.65 per pound. They were aiming for $3. And boats from Crescent City to Fort Bragg are out on the water. Oregon fishermen will drop their pots over the weekend. The commercial crab season opens on December 16th in their region. Community colleges in California are considering a proposal to offer four-year degrees. If adopted, California would join a growing list of states who offer bachelor's degrees through their community college system. College of the Redwoods President Kathy Smith describes the proposal's origins.
This came from a couple of different places in the state. One, San Diego Community College District has really been pushing it, primarily because of the four-year schools in that area don't have room. And so when the CSUs or UCs can't take in students, the folks down there have said, why can't we just continue teaching them?
Smith went on to explain how the change would benefit students in rural areas.
The other area are the very, very rural areas where there are no four-year schools. I was talking to the president of Lake Tahoe not too long ago, and she's really interested in having the opportunity to offer a bachelor's degree there.
The proposal faces several challenges, including budgetary concerns, enrollment numbers, and classes offered. They have decreased over the past years due to financial constraints. The Hoopa Valley Tribal Police report that 34-year-old Hoopa resident Daryl Hostler died after fleeing from an officer following a traffic stop early Wednesday morning. Hostler was seen driving a reported stolen vehicle on Tishtang Road in Hoopa. He led the officer on a vehicle pursuit. Police then report that Hostler fled on foot but ran towards the Trinity River. A witness said he saw Hostler go underwater and not resurface. A boat was launched to search for Hostler, whose body was later found underwater below the bridge. Investigators from the DA's office and the sheriff's office were called out to assist Hoopa police in the investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Simplify the season. Many find this time of year stressful. Here are a few tips to help. Spend moments with your children. Read a favorite holiday story together and make lasting memories. Stay flexible. Keep in mind it's just as fun to make cookies in January. Ask for help if you're in charge of making the big holiday meal. When feeling overwhelmed, take time for yourself. Simplify the season. This reminder is from the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council of Humboldt County. First Five Humboldt and the Decade of Difference.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Police departments throughout the county regularly conduct shoulder tap and minor decoy sting operations in their jurisdictions to identify those who would sell or purchase alcohol for minors. The operations are funded through the State Alcohol Control Board and regularly result in citations issued to store clerks or members of the public who violate the law. On Monday, the Eureka Police Department will host a training seminar to help business owners and their employees avoid being caught up in the sting operations. The seminar will focus on ensuring identifications are valid, provide facts about criminal and civil liabilities, and provide an update on California alcohol laws. The seminar is free and will be held at Blue Lake Casino from 1 until 4:30 in the afternoon. For more information, contact the Eureka Police Department. Personnel from several local agencies, including the California Highway Patrol, will participate in the Fortuna Sunrise Rotary Shopping with Heroes event tonight at 6 p.m. at Fortuna Ace Hardware. Police officers, paramedics, and firefighters will team up with local children and receive a $50 voucher to buy Christmas presents for the children and their families. CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey describes the event.
It's just a great opportunity to get involved in the community and give back to our local youth and their families.
The Shopping with Heroes event is sponsored by the Fortuna Sunrise Rotary Club, Fortuna Ace Hardware, and the McLean Foundation. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.